Radio item 6.
Welcome to Inventor's Corner. This week, we take a look at an invention that may well change the way in which you listen to your television set. 4 years and £20,000 later, Susan Schofield of Cardiff, Wales, believes she has the answer to that nagging problem of listening to advertisements at twice the volume of the program you are watching. Annoyed at having to reach for the remote control every time an advertisement comes on the screen simply to avoid being deafened, she came up with the idea of a small device that detects when an advert is being shown and automatically reduces the volume to a preset level. Why not cut out the sound completely? Well, that's possible if you wish, but too often, of course, the viewer misses the first few seconds of the show returning to the screen. Now, the volume is totally at your control. Just how the device works is a patented secret. But, together with her husband, a television repairman by trade, she was able to create an electronic box no bigger than your thumb that attaches to the back of the remote control itself. The only drawback is the remote must always be pointed directly at the TV set. However, Susan doesn't think this will detract from its selling power, and Susan ought to know. It was she who invented that other best-selling gadget we featured on the show 2 years ago. I refer, of course, to the telephone answering machine that automatically answers with a message that changes depending on the voice of the caller. Looks like Susan's done it again with what she calls the ad subtractor.